T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Beautiful day throughout the Delaware Valley, and a beautiful baseball team we have in town. Well, they're not in town. They're out in Cincinnati, but they are kicking some tail out in Cincinnati, and that was a thoroughly dominating victory last night. We'll talk about it, where the Phils go from here, because they really look like a strong baseball club. They really do. We'll talk about that. Speaking of the state of Ohio, the Eagles out to Cleveland for some practices the next couple days and then a game, so we'll cover that as well. All of it with you on the phone lines. Of course, you can hop aboard those phone lines at the 215-592. 94-94. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, buddy.
Bees can make colored honey. There was a plant in France that managed M&M waste, so sugared, colored M&M waste, and local beekeepers nearby started noticing that their bees were making green and blue honey, and it was from the M&Ms, like the M&M runoff. The bees were messing with it, and it changed the color of their honey.
Well, that's kind of a cool factoid. Also cool is when you put up more than 10 in a game, as the Phils did last night with 11. Look, they look great. They do. Let me say this.
Wait a second.
What?
They look great.
Uh-huh.
Something that a lot of us have been saying for quite a while. When you say they look great, does that mean that you finally acknowledge that this team is one to be reckoned with? That this team is a playoff-bound baseball team that can make noise in the postseason?
What are you,
and is this where you eat crow?
Seltzer, why does he take joy? Like, I'm happy the Phillies are playing well. Why do I have to come in here and get knocked on the ropes in order to, you know, by this guy over here?
Well,
who I think I'm pretty kind to, by the way.
We've been waiting a while to hear you
I'll say this. You know, we had a phone call, John, I don't know if it was the week you were out or maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, but someone called recently. I think it was when you were here, John. Someone had called and said, Joe, are you all in on the Phils? And I said, well, emotionally, yes, I am, and have been. But belief-wise, no. Again, this was probably a couple weeks ago. Belief-wise, no. I mean, they might make it, they might not. I'm not, I can't tell you I'm in belief-wise. John, I've seen enough to say I am all in always.
Wow.
They are a, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. Because every once in a while, as a sports fan,
all in, always.
Because, you know, every once in a while, as a sports fan, you just gotta, you gotta give your team props. And I gotta give major props to the Fightin' Phils, the Philadelphia Phillies here today. You know, they started off the season in really disappointing fashion. Can any of you guys remember the record? What were they when they 22-29?
22-29 when they fired Girardi.
Yeah, yep. And they had been 21-29 the day before that.
So going into June, they were 21-29.
Yeah, so you had that reality for the first 2 months of the season. But you know what, man? They have really picked it up. And while I've been all in emotionally for a while now, because, you know, they're fun to watch, and, you know, it's my club. It's all of our club. We love the Phillies. It's the Fighting Phils. I wasn't in, John, from a belief standpoint until just really recently, where I've seen enough to say this Phillies team should make the playoffs and this Phillies team will make the playoffs. And it's not like they're up by like six games and it's all but a guarantee. They're not quite there yet. But when you look at how well they've played, when you look at the fact that they obviously have had outstanding top of the rotation starting pitching all year with Wheeler and Nola, you add in the fact that Ranger is a very legitimate three, very, very legitimate three. And I never had wavered on him. I believed in him even when other people didn't. I like Ranger. I saw enough last year to say, I think this guy's got something. You throw in the fact that the hitters are I would say pretty solid. It's not a spectacular lineup, but they're pretty solid. Obviously, they had a great game last night. You throw in the 4 and the 5 in Wheeler and Syndergaard, who don't have to be a 1 and 2 to be effective. They're a good 4 and 5. That's fine. I mean, think about some of the years. Chase Anderson and Nat Moore and Vince Velasquez.
Dude, Gibby had 11 strikeouts last night.
I know he did. I'm not dogging him.
No, I'm with
you.
I'm saying they're much better than that. Yeah, they're like a solid 4-5.
Yeah, they're way better than prior 4-5s in past years of Phillies baseball. Then you consider that the bullpen is outstanding. Ladies and gentlemen, I repeat, the Philadelphia Phillies bullpen is outstanding. Where did that come from? You got a manager that's terrific, changed early June. You got a general manager, whatever the heck his title is, that made some moves that look like they've had a positive impact and it didn't sell the farm in the process. And you know you're getting Bryce Harper back. And by the way, if you haven't checked the standings, the Phillies are actually 3.5 games off on a playoff spot right now. Not a half, not a game, not a game and a half, not two, 3.5.
They're the second.
They're the second wild card. Yep. They're 2.5 up on the Brewers. They've got the tiebreaker, which means they're technically 3.5 games up. It's a beautiful
thing. Game and a half up on the Padres, too, which that means two.
And you guys know, for me, the second wild card, personally for me, is meaningful because I don't really believe in the third wild card. So I just, smiles all around for me. I'm all in all ways. And I want to hear from people at 215-592-9494. John Ritchie, talk to me.
It's been a long time coming, Joe DeCamera.
Yeah.
Yesterday you were acknowledging Bryson Stott's excellence, which was great to hear.
What did he go last night?
Yeah, I know. The only player to get a hit.
Was it 0 for 5 or was
six.
It 0 for 6?
He was 0 for 6.
No, and yet he's that still was batting over 220 with an 0 for 6. Oh, all right, buddy? How about that?
He's over 220.
He was 180 a month ago.
Hey, Joe thinks Nick Maton stinks, too. Joe thinks Nick Maton stinks.
I think Maton making plays in the outfield.
I know.
Look,
big goofy grin on his face when he got up.
He should. He's never played the outfield before. It was great.
It was. And once upon a time, Joe, I think you had this mentality that young players, when given an opportunity, would ultimately fail. They would eventually take the step up to the big leagues, and it might be short-lived, a flash here and there, but that they would ultimately fail, because I think you were sort of trained by experience watching that happen.
Most Phillies young players have failed.
And
it happened recently. Moniak happened with Kingery.
Yeah.
Happened with Spencer Howard.
Sure.
I mean, there's been – and that's just in the last 2 years. I mean, talk about my 44 years – been a lot of that.
I think part of the excellence of Rob Thompson is he's got faith in young guys, and he's got better young guys to have faith in, to where, you know, they've been forced into action and made good on the opportunities, and they're actually legitimate players. And that was hard for you to see for a long time because of your past experience.
I agree with that.
But I'm overjoyed that you are seeing that at this point. And just thinking about the fact that Bryce Harper is batting. That Bryce Harper will be – next week we're being told he's going to be out there and you know,
pretty amazing
at some level.
Pretty amazing.
He's going to save the day, Joe. He's going
to He doesn't have to save the day. He just has to augment what looks like a really good, if not great, team.
The schedule
I'm not ready to say great yet, but they've got a shot to be great.
They're going to be better than they are now, and right now they're really looking good.
They are. Look, let's go to the phones. I mean, it's a great day to be pumped up about the Phils. Obviously, we'll get into the Eagles in great detail as well. 215-592-9494. By the way, short show for us today. So if you normally hang back and hold back for a while until you call, you might want to call on the earlier side today. 12:30 Phillies baseball at the Phils and the Reds as the Phils go for the third game of this series, afternoon baseball. So hop aboard the phone line and hop on the train because it's pretty cool right now with what the Phils are doing. 215-592-9494. I said it earlier. All in all ways. And I'm curious if you agree with that statement yourself. 215-592-9494. Matt in East Falls. Hi, Matt.
Good morning, Ohio! Hey, I'm living in Columbus, Ohio now, guys. Good morning. How are we doing?
How about
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. I am pumped. I am driving to Cincinnati right now to check out the Phillies beat the crap out of the Reds today, hoping for the sweep.
Well, that's pretty cool, man. You know, Matt, I'll tell you, sweeps in past years didn't happen that often, but it sure feels like in the last 2.5 months, John, they've happened a lot. I'd have to look up how many it's been, but wouldn't you think it's probably been 5 to 7 already?
I know they have 3 4-game sweeps, which is wild.
That is incredible.
Yeah, they have 3 4-game sweeps this year. Alone.
I bet you the Phillies sometimes go 4 to 5 years without a 4-game sweep.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. Incredible. And they almost had a fourth with that one at the Dodgers where Canada blew that one at the end. They came close to 4.
So, Matt, I'm glad you're pumped up, and that's very cool you're going to represent out there today, man.
Well, thanks again for having me on the show, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you. It's always awesome to be on the show. I'm excited. I'm sitting right behind the Phillies dugout, so I'm going to be giving them all the love. If I could just tell you a quick story, I went to PNC last year to see the Phillies play the Pirates, got another great seat right behind the dugout, and the Phillies were doing well, and I remember Harper hit one to left field, and he's just staring at the damn thing, and I yell at him, run it out, and he only got the second when he could have got the third. Hoskins turns around and gives me some side eye and said, it sounds pretty good off the bat, so I knew he heard me heckling the guys. Then they go on to win 15-4. Out a little bit.
All right.
I'm just saying.
So they got the win anyway. All right, Matt, love your enthusiasm, man. Cheer them on today. Thanks, buddy. All right, that's pretty cool, man. Headed to the game. You guys ever been to Cincinnati for a baseball game?
I've been to a lot of ballparks, never been to Cincinnati. That's one of the few I haven't been to.
You know, I'm still looking, John, for that WIP road trip out to Chicago. I say this on an annual basis, and the station never puts it together.
Yep.
I think a caravan to Chicago, like Phillies win the World Series, obviously, this October, and then next year, you know, maybe it's a May series, maybe it's a June series, we go out there, we got the World Series flag. We're kind of obnoxious. We go out with 30, 40, 50 listeners.
I love this idea.
Seltzer, you got to set up the hotel rooms, James. That's not my deal.
You know what? If we're going to get it paid for, I'll do that. And that's not my deal either. I usually have Emily do that for
me.
I will do it.
All right, 215-592-9494, your sense of excitement, enthusiasm, and belief in the Phillies. Where you stand now, big win last night, and they're rolling, man. They are rolling, and as John said, Bryce Harper looks like he's going to be back pretty soon. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Eagles. One player I want to touch on next, we haven't talked too much about, but I heard John say something yesterday in the show, and I saw a tweet yesterday as well, and it made me think, wonder what's going on there. Who that player is, what's happening? We'll dive into that next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Bet Parks app is everything you want in a digital casino and sports book. It's the only app that I recommend. The Bet Parks Sportsbook app has you covered for this football season. Bet pro football futures. You can bet on how many games the Birds will win this year. Bet whether the Birds go to the playoffs. Bet who has the most passing yards, the most rushing yards. Bet the pro football champion. Based on a $100 moneyline wager, Buffalo pays $600. Tampa Bay pays $750. Green Bay pays $1,000. And the Birds pay $3,000 if they win it all. Bet Parks is also an official betting partner of the PGA Tour. So with golf live in-game betting, you can bet on the action as it happens. Join me and bet on all your favorite sports and play all your favorite casino games for real money. Download from the App Store or Google Play Store or at betparks.com. New users can make their first bet risk-free up to $750. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. sportsbook and casino all in one amazing app, the BetParks app. Today is your lucky day.
Boy, did he have a big game last night. Priest Hoskins, man. Tremendous. Just tremendous. 215-592-9494. Let's address quickly the Matt Vierlin situation and then to the phones.
You mean the Brandon Marsh
situation? I'm sorry, Brandon Marsh. Strange. I mean, the whole thing was strange. It sounds like he's going to be relatively okay. Now, we don't have any update yet.
They're saying they think it's a bone bruise.
Yeah,
which is
what they were saying last night.
Sometimes with that, you can get, like Zach Wilson, bone bruise and meniscal tear.
Gotcha.
You know,
that looked a lot like the Ronald Acuña injury when he tore his ACL.
That's interesting.
It looked really similar, kind of the jump up, come down in a weird way. And it did look like he landed really awkwardly, obviously.
Yeah,
so,
like you could tell it could be
a lot of pain.
That was the thing that stood out. What stood out the most was the pain he was in more than the awkwardness of the land. I mean, it was an awkward land. And, you know, the right knee's vulnerable, the left knee's vulnerable, the groin's vulnerable. There was a lot vulnerable.
It almost looked like he was going to split there.
But it also didn't look like, and I'm not.
No, I'm with you.
It didn't look like the worst thing.
It's not one of those ones where you like cringe at the replay type of thing.
And it's
where
it
goes the wrong way or something.
Now, maybe he was like scared a little bit. Maybe he was, you know, truly in massive pain. Who knows? But thankfully, hopefully he's not in that bad a shape. We'll find out. Obviously, Vierling will be playing out there a lot in the meantime. So we'll see. But that was... it was a strange sequence. By the way, one quick thing, and I want to throw this out to anyone that remembers it. I tried to look this up last night. I could not find it online. I have a memory when I was 6 years old of a Phillies outfielder named Joe LaFay getting hurt in Chicago, running into a wall. And I just need someone to tell me if I'm remembering this right. I saw that he got injured in Chicago. I found this last night online, but I couldn't find the replay. My recollection is he tried to throw the ball and couldn't throw it. But maybe I'm thinking of a different player. I don't know. If anyone remembers that, let me know. I just remember a player when I was really young, like three times tried to throw the ball, and the ball kept going nowhere because he just couldn't throw it. It kept going like 1 foot. It was really sad. I remember it was really sad. So anyway, if anyone remembers that, help me out because I was trying to figure that out last night. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Colin in Washington Township. Hi, Colin.
Yo, what up?
What's up, Colin?
Hey, John, my condolences, buddy.
Thank you.
But, man, with the Phillies, can't help but not be excited. Like, you mentioned some of the terrible pitchers we had going out there. They all should have been the sixth starter, but really they were like the third, fourth, and the fifth starter. Well, now our sixth starter is Bailey Falter, who's probably better than any of those guys were. Like, I don't feel like he's an absolute disaster. Where we'd have, JT's got to sit out a game. So we got Andrew Knapp coming in, batting 140. Now we got Garrett Stubbs batting 280. Like, this team's just from top to bottom more talented. We actually have some depth where you don't feel like you have automatic outs.
Well, you know, the Garrett Stubb point, I like that point, Colin, because when you consider, other than that one, I think it was the shortened season with 60 games when Andrew Knapp actually played well. Now, he didn't have that many at-bats, but he did have a good batting average that year. But other than that, backup catcher, which we don't normally talk a ton of time about. But, I mean, talk about a disaster. Most of these last couple of years. And then compare that to Garrett Stubbs, who's helped to win a couple games.
He's been amazing.
He's been really good.
Every time he's given an opportunity.
898 OPS.
I know. And
it's almost 900.
Do you guys remember how bad Andrew Knapp was?
Do we remember?
It was
like a passion project for Richie.
Yes.
He
was so bad.
And Garrett Stubbs is not just better offensively than most. I mean, he is solid behind the plate, too. He looks unusual when he's back there because he's so young-looking and
he's so tiny. He looks like when he at the Hoskins homer last night, when he came home and high-fived him, it looked like Hoskins had his kid out on the field with him. He's like, all right, thanks, the bat boy or whatever.
And, Colin, you know the deal, man. That's rare for a catcher to be that small. You just don't see that at the big league level very much.
Yeah, if that dude's 170 pounds, I'd be surprised.
I hear you, man. Like, I don't know what he is, but it's just...
I know he prepares hard, offensively and defensively. He's always got a plan at the plate, and it seems like the pitchers like throwing to him. Like, he does a good job calling a game.
215-592-9494. Phillies baseball today at 12:30. All right, John, I want to throw in an equation here, an Eagles player that I think a lot of us thought would, and still could be, certainly, somewhat big part of the Eagles offense this year. And I noticed while we were doing the show from training camp yesterday, you looked up at one point. I was looking down. I didn't see this. But you said, Kenny Gainwell dropped that ball. And then I saw after practice a tweet from Brandon Lee Gauton. Now, this would have come out during practice at 11:03. But this speaks, John, not to a play where he drops a ball, but more of training camp in general. And Brandon Lee Gauton, of course, does a great job covering the Eagles, tweeted the following yesterday morning. He said, "Hard to say Kenneth Gainwell looks like a player who has made a leap from year one to year two." And I thought, wow. And that's interesting. This is a guy, obviously, Brandon Lee Gauton, like a, you know, like the probably 20, 25 Eagles reporters that are there every day, that sees it every day. And that's intel saying he ain't looking so good. John, just from what you've seen, you've been out there two training camp practices.
Yeah.
And what you sense, any concern level there? What do you make of that? Because he seemed like a pretty good rookie last year and thought they'd give him a little bit more on his plate this year.
I was really excited about Kenny Gainwell. Yesterday, I saw him drop the pass out of the backfield. I also saw him catch a pass on the outside where I think he was lined up in the slot. So they do feel as though they can continue to utilize him as a hybrid type running back who can motion out and do more than a Miles Sanders, for instance, who they don't seem to have as much confidence in catching the ball.
Sure.
But Kenny Gainwell, you know, he's been in and out of the lineup this training camp. What was it, a hip or something? I think that's not been a positive thing. With as little as they practice now, if you miss time, that's, you don't have many reps to begin with. And when you miss time, I think that really does set you back, especially when you're a young player. I was expecting at camp to see Kenny Gainwell making plays all over the place, and there was nothing to speak of like that. He's sort of the backs are being rotated through almost equally from what I can see at camp.
Mm-hmm.
And I was expecting Kenny Gainwell at some point to overtake Miles Sanders for that starting job this season. It feels like this camp has been enough of a setback that that's not likely to happen.
Yeah,
early on.
Look, I'll just say this. It is early, but it's notable that Brandon Lee Gauton would say that because obviously he sees all the practices. We're not having Elliot on the show today. He's flying out to Cleveland. We'll obviously talk to Elliot presumably on tomorrow's show, and we'll have to ask him from Elliot's eyes seeing all these practices, does he think Kenny Gainwell has not sort of stepped forward, and has he potentially stepped backwards?
I do think that coaches, running back coaches, they like to strategize, you know, this guy is for this situation, this guy is for this situation. I know that they are going to favor him in passing downs,
right,
on passing downs in those situations. So early on, you know, he'll be like the third down back, the Darren Sproles-ish kind of guy. But Miles Sanders sort of has a lock on that starting job still
at this
point. And Boston Scott, who also had a setback, was, you know, yesterday looked good, broke a long run yesterday. But again, not enough reps to really stake a claim for more playing time.
And of course, the worse Kenny Gainwell plays, the more it gives Miles Sanders a little bit of extra leverage when it comes to contract time. Because if Kenny Gainwell was coming on in a way that the Eagles felt this is a guy to pass the baton to, then they obviously would be less inclined to negotiate with Miles and give him an extension. But, you know, if Kenny Gainwell doesn't have it, then Miles is in a, you know, a little bit more of a leverage position.
And, you know, it hurts the idea. I thought they would pony personnel is where you have two backs in there and, you know, at the cost of a wide receiver. The fact that we have Devontae healthy now, the fact that Pascal is healthy now, and A.J. Brown, you got the solid receiving core, three really, you know, receivers they believe in.
Well, and Quez, you always say Pascal. I think they like Quez even more.
I think they might, but I know that Quez can't run block the way Pascal can.
I agree with that.
And so that'll hurt his reps, his, you know, game plays. But right now, because the receivers are so strong, that hurts the concept of pony personnel where you pull a wide receiver off the field in favor of Kenny Gainwell.
Yep, totally agree. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Jim right now. Jim, what's up, buddy?
John. Hey, Joe. John, my deepest condolences.
Thanks, Jim.
I wish you the very best going forward.
Thank you.
All right, Hammer, you deserve your proper reverence. 5-0 this week, so I'm going to call you Hammer.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Listen, in saying that,
that's how you do, Jim. That's how you do.
Bang!
Bang!
That's how you do it. should Jimmy and John and I allow you to get on this train with us, Doubting Thomas?
Oh, boy.
I'm just not
good
sure.
Question.
Yeah, I got to come with that, Joe. You deserve that, pal.
Well, the thing about Doubting Thomas is, you know, he's a revered figure at this point. I think he probably made his way up to heaven, so I guess I should be allowed on the Phillies train.
There you go. So we got a big series coming up with the Mets, guys. And I was telling the morning team that, you know, Bassett is definitely somebody we can rattle. If you remember the playoff game against the Brewers and CC Sabathia and Brett Myers at bat,
yeah,
we can do the same thing to this guy. If the fans just start booing him when he starts to shake five times or step off, I've seen this guy. He falls apart like a brownie. He gets rattled so easily.
Hmm.
You know, he just if plays are not made behind him, he gets real upset, and I've just seen his makeup. It's not good. And so the Phillies can take this. And you're going to think this is an outlandish statement, but we can actually win 14 in a row. And I'll tell you how. If we win today, that'll be 3 in a row. And then if we could take all 4 against the Mets, and they're pitching Williams, Peterson, and someone from the bullpen or someone coming up from the minor leagues – so if we beat Bassett on Friday and we got Aaron Nola, we're actually going to be favored in all 4 of those games. Then we'll be favored in all 4 games against Cincinnati and favored all 3 games against Pittsburgh. That adds up to
Jim, you're looking at it a little bit like how we look at a football schedule. You know, being favored in baseball doesn't give you as great
a
chance.
We're a lot better than these teams.
I know,
Joe.
but 14 in a row.
On the field.
Come on, Jim, 14 in
a
row.
It's possible, Joe.
You know what's
possible.
Also possible? They could win 67 in a row. Do you think they are?
No, that's a little outlandish.
I know, my man. Listen, Jim,
we're going to be playing. We got a chance.
No, I got you, Jim. And I love the enthusiasm, man. Appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Little impromptu trivia question for Mr. Richie and Mr. Seltzer. When the last caller that said 14 in a row made me think, I think you guys should get this. It's happened during our show. The last time a Philadelphia sports team, Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, or Eagles won 14 in a row. What team was it? Give me the circumstances.
It was the Sixers, right? Wasn't it Ben Simmons when Embiid was out?
Correct.
Yeah, I thought so.
Correct. And I believe it was 16 in a row heading
that
into
the
playoffs.
That was the number I had in my head. Yep.
So they won, I think, 7 in a row with Joel. And then Markelle Fultz decided to ram his head into Joel's face. Like, it would be a good idea. Like, let me take my head and ram it into your face, star center. And then Star Center.
Fultz didn't do enough for this team, right?
Yeah.
And then they won, what, like 11 more in a row without Joel. Then the playoffs start, and people are like, not sure they really should take Joel back. You know, like, they're on a roll. And I'm like, hey, would you look at who they're beating? They're beating a bunch of chumps. And anyway, they went,
schedule was wonderful down the street.
It was ridiculous. And I think they went 1-1 against Miami, and then Joel returned for game 3, is my recollection. 215-592-9494. Hey, we have to give away today a 4-pack of tickets to see the Phils. That's the Fightin' Phils. To see the Fightin' Phils take on the Pittsburgh Pirates at Citizens Bank Park Friday, August 26th. It's a 7:05 game. James Seltzer. Wait. Hold on a second there. Hold on. Because I was just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, James Seltzer and Jack Fritz of the High Host Podcast.
That's right.
They're going to host a meet and greet at Miller Light Liberty Landing in left field at 5:35 before that game. Tickets, you know, on sale, phillies.com. It's Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. But when I said James Seltzer, James, you're the only one back there with the controls of those things, right?
Yeah. I gave myself a ding for once. Why not? You know,
John, he gave himself a ding. Like, yeah. We would say, like,
I mean, if I'm in charge of the ding, I've never given myself a ding. I said, you know what?
But is that proper? Is that appropriate? Is that a little haughty?
As the wielder of the ding, I think I can do whatever I want.
I mean, dings,
haughty.
Hold on. Who's really? My man? Me is asking
who's my
if
man?
It's.
Me? Okay, well, listen, maybe I'm rubbing off on the young Seltzer in there. 215-592-9494. Hey, this years ago, I don't know how long ago, like, I don't know, 200 years ago or something, Davy Crockett was born on this date. This fine date of August the 17th. In honor of Davy Crockett, the great Davy Crockett, and that hat that he would wear, he's famous for. John, I want to hear from you. I want to hear from Seltzer and everyone today, 215-592-9494. Because a lot of people famous for a hat. They're famous for other things, but then they have the hat as an accessory for which they are also known. And I'm curious, John, from you, from Seltzer, and everyone today at 215-592-9494 or Davy Crockett. Give me someone who's known for wearing a hat. It's not the only thing they're famous for, but it's a, you know, it's a characteristic that we know about them. Who do you think of, John?
Slash. Since 1985, the lead guitarist for Guns N' Roses has had that top hat. A Joe DiCamera style top hat that he took some sort of belt and tied it around the top hat. He always had that thing on, always had his hair down in his face, sort of a shy guy, didn't like to make eye contact with people, but just ripped with that top hat.
Seltzer, when you think of a hat-wearing guy or gal, what comes to mind for you?
I'm actually thinking of a hat-wearing animal. Little Dr. Seuss, the cat in the hat.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's a big answer right there. The cat in the hat is
involuntary rhyme right there as well. I was getting real, so I was getting into it.
Look, a lot of ways to go. I don't know if I should take a haymaker or not. I'm a little torn here on this one. I'm going to take, I guess, a fictional haymaker because this can be real life or fiction. I'm going to go to the world of Indiana Jones. Who obviously, you know, but there are others. And there
Andy would risk life and limb for that hat.
Correct. Like on the boat in the third one. No, I think on the third one, the old man gave him the hat. No. Hold on. Let me think about this. The guy that was a jerk gave him the hat in the house.
No. It's in the third one. You're right. It's River Phoenix.
Yeah, I know.
He gives him the hat in the house.
In the house.
It's in the house. I got confused there. Yes. Yeah.
So you got confused.
Well, I thought you were talking about a separate guy because you started saying it was the guy at the beginning.
Yeah, but just to be clear, you cut me off because you were confused and then you created further confusion on the radio. Like that was your strategy there?
I guess so.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you were confusing the way you said it.
Are you going to ding yourself in a positive way? Like does that get a ding or is that get
bad
an X?
Bad job by me.
Oh, one of those.
There you go.
Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Great, Tom.
Tom, you pumped up on the Fightin' Phils?
I am pumped up, and Joe, just between me and you, let's take a moment here and remember the biggest reason for the turnaround of this squad this year.
Yeah, I know. When I wore the Tom Cruise outfit in Top Gun.
No. When I spent time with the owner at the ballpark and talked him into firing one Joe Girardi.
No, I understand that, but Tom, you got to remember, I showed up at the ballpark in the Tom Cruise Top Gun outfit as Maverick prior to you talking to John Middleton later that night.
Okay, so what are we going, 50-50 here?
No, we're going 100 to 0.
100 to 0? I talked on the night before. That's neither here nor there, but okay. So, yeah, I am pumped up for the Fightins. Just the one thing in the back of my mind, it's the Mets and the Dodgers. I just, you know, I don't see them getting past them in the playoffs, although I see them making the playoffs now.
I don't think it's impossible, Tom.
It's not. We were
right there with the Mets in this last series. If you throw the last unlucky game out, you know, it's 1-1. This time when we play the Mets, the series after this last Reds game, we're not going to face Scherzer or DeGrom. Mm. I like our chances.
I'll tell you who I like. Syndergaard, man. Have you guys noticed? It looks like effortless the way he pitches.
Yes.
Yeah.
He just kind of flings it up there, man.
Yeah.
And he was mid-90s.
Well, it's a little bit.
96.
He's got control with it.
Tom, it reminds me a little bit of the way Michael Vick would flick a football, and it would just like
how many
take
balls?
Off.
How many balls did he pitch? I think it was like 17 balls. He goes up there and he throws strikes, which is such a welcome addition.
Absolutely. I think he was only at 77 pitches when he got pulled out in the eighth inning.
Very economic with his pitches as well. Oh, and by the way, Joe, as the wielder of the ding, James can ding himself anytime he wants to ding
himself. And I think he does. Should have seen him when he was a teenager. Hey, Tom, give me something.
Oh, buddy.
Give me someone who's known. Give me someone who's known.
No one needed to hear that.
Well, the truth is truth. Tom, someone who's known.
You would know? Really?
Tom, someone who's known for wearing a hat. What do you got?
Do you guys know who wears the mitre?
I don't.
That's the Pope. The
Pope.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Pope's a big answer.
Yeah.
The Pope. Okay, very good answer. Yeah.
The mitre. Joe, you didn't know the hat you're supposed to wear.
Bad Catholic over there.
Yeah, exactly.
I did not know the name of that.
Like, you know,
and
I didn't know, but that makes
considering sense. Considering a run for the papal crown.
These are the things you need to know, buddy.
That's one of the fallback plans in the future.
A run for the papal crown.
215-592. 94-94. Hey, coming up, we received a phone call on our show yesterday. Someone said, did you hear Stephen A. Smith is now supporting Ben Simmons? I said, no, I did not know that. And we have found the audio of Stephen A. Smith yesterday with, certainly an extension of an olive branch to Ben Simmons and what he said about Ben. By the way, we think we have now the information on when Ben Simmons will be playing his first game here in Philly. As the NBA schedule will come out later today, but it looks like we have a preliminary report of a date of a Ben Simmons in Philly game day. We'll tell you what that is. We'll rock all your calls. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, PXG is the way. If you like golf, if you love golf, PXG is the way to go. I'm telling you, the golf clubs are amazing. The fact that you can get fitted for golf clubs, for PXG golf clubs at the PXG King of Prussia store is tremendous. I got fitted about 2 months ago. It has made a world of difference for me. I got the golf clubs probably a week or so after that. I've played a bunch with them, and I just love them. I love my PXG clubs, and you will love PXG clubs as well. Take your golf game to thrilling new heights with a PXG club fitting now for just $25 at the PXG King of Prussia store. They'll fit you for the right clubs to skyrocket your performance, fine-tuning them to every swing from beginner to tour pro. You can try the incredible new Gen 5 clubs. That's what I have. That's what I would totally recommend to you, the Generation 5 Gen 5 clubs made with PXG's most advanced technology and materials to maximize your distance, accuracy, and forgiveness. These clubs are amazing. Schedule your PXG club fitting at giveusyourswing.com/Philly. Again, that website, giveusyourswing.com/Philly. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period. So I have an update to the situation we were talking about yesterday where my girlfriend 2 days ago wanted me to buy shoes that I didn't want to buy.
Were they expensive shoes?
I don't know. I ever saw a price tag. I'm not sure. I don't think they were too expensive, but I
was told they were Gucci. Is that correct?
Are you serious?
I don't think they were Gucci.
That's what someone said. They look like Gucci.
I don't think that
sounds pricey.
No, I don't think that's accurate. I think she thought they were sort of like a knockoff of a nicer looking thing.
Oh, gotcha.
I think, you know, you got a Bobo. Yeah. So the update is now I'm starting to think that I might purchase these shoes.
Oh, Joe.
Good.
Well, you got to understand.
Good.
So I have surveyed Twitter, and I mean, there are a lot of people saying don't get them. There are a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people saying I should get the shoes.
They're good shoes.
Jeremiah Trotter came in and tweeted at me and thinks I should get the shoes.
I told you. I think they're great shoes. So they maybe look nice shoes.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to get them. Now, do you wear these shoes with socks or without socks?
You could do either.
Won't I look like a clown if I wear them without socks?
No, because most people do that. Like, lots of people wear shoes without socks. It is not that weird.
Won't the shoe get really stinky, though?
No.
Okay. I mean, I would think without a sock.
Not with the leather, not with the way they're made. At least, okay. Like, the ones that I've had have never gotten stinky.
All right. So, listen, I'm just saying we'll see where it goes, but now I'm thinking maybe I go back and get them.
Look, you need to up your game. So I think this is a good thing.
John's looking at him. He don't know what to say. Let's go to the phones. 215-592.
Hey, I do know.
Hey, if they're not Air Jordans, Richie's just out on them.
And
anyway.
I think Ike,
yeah, true.
And
am
I think
I right?
Ike thinks I should get them too.
So, yeah, so did Elliot. There were a bunch of people here who chimed in.
How do you would you wear them with those lavender shorts you've got on today?
Like
what's
this?
Up with the again the pastel? And I think
you always
got
to
wearing...
put your leg up on the table to show them off.
Are you wearing golf shoes?
I stretched the groin out here.
Are you wearing golf shoes?
I am wearing golf shoes right now.
Golf shoes and lavender slack shorts.
Yeah, golf shoes, man.
All right.
Did you go golfing today?
Maybe I am, maybe I'm not.
It appears so.
Let's go to the phones. I am not going golfing today, actually.
Wait, what?
Really?
Why are you wearing golf shoes?
So, listen, this goes, all right, full disclosure, this goes to Paulie Walnuts. So, you might remember there's a scene in The Sopranos when Paulie Walnuts, the guys are eating, and Paulie Walnuts goes off about how disgusting it is to touch shoelaces. And I'm starting, like, I've had my shoes, my sneaks for a while now. Those same shoelaces for a while.
Buddy.
And I'm kind of getting, like, a little bit like, every time I tie my shoes in my sneakers, I feel like I got to then wash my hands. So I got these new golf shoes recently. I'm like, you know what? Golf shoes are new. Shoelaces are new. I'll just kind of wear the golf shoes.
Why don't you
didn't want to touch your shoelaces?
Yeah, I need to get new shoelaces. They're a little dirty. I don't want to have to always wash my hands.
You don't have to. I mean,
you haven't seen my shoelaces. and you don't have Paulie Walnuts in that scene in your head, and I do.
Why don't you just try to tie
Paulie
them?
Paulie Walnuts
so that...
is some bastion of
dude. It's, I think it's because you realize where those shoelaces
they touch
go.
The ground and all that, but
do you know like when a man goes to the bathroom standing up, what's around that area?
I am aware.
Dude, thank
people,
you.
People tie their shoes every day. Look,
I'm
and,
just
and
saying.
Some germs are good. You know, you need a little bit to all right, create
let's
a immune system.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Scott and King of Prussia. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scott.
So let me just get this right, Joe. You're complaining about shoelaces being dirty, yet you go into a store and try on shoes
exactly.
without little socks.
But I mean, if the but Scott, if the idea is you wear the shoe without socks, how else am I going to find out?
Well, that's why they make those little itty bitty socks.
They're like little
in the
nylons,
store so that you don't get your dirty feet in a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, I should have handed them to me then.
My goodness!
Yeah.
All right, switching gears.
Yes,
I'm not quite on board yet. Fully with the Phillies, but I certainly am taking a look at that bandwagon and eyeballing it.
What's it going to take, Scott?
It's going to take a little bit more time, a little bit, maybe about 30, I don't know, 25 more games. I'm just about there, but I'm not quite on board yet. I hate to see Marsh go down, especially when the defense has been playing better. Probably see a platoon of Verling and maybe even Stubbs out there against
I don't think they're going to put Stubbs out there.
I won't be surprised if they do, if they see a platoon just until Marsh gets back.
No, Stubbs is a backup catcher, man.
He also can play the infield and the outfield. And and he gives you the left-handed bat against right-handed
pitching.
Look,
that would be very unconventional. We'll see. My guess is you'll be wrong, but we'll see.
Yeah, I've been wrong before, but certainly not as much as you.
All right, Scott, give me a big answer here. You got a shot to win 4 tickets to the Phillies game. Who's known for wearing a hat?
This guy, especially for me, watching him coach as a kid, I don't think I ever saw him without a hat.
Yep.
And it's Tom Landry, the fedora.
That was a very famous look. And, of course, with the shadows the way they would be in Texas Stadium, you know, you'd get not only Tom Landry, but you'd get the silhouette shadow. You'd get like double fedora there with Tom Landry. All right, let's listen to Stephen A. Because first of all, let me tell you the date. So there are reports going around the internet right now that John Ben Simmons will be making his return to Philadelphia to face the Sixers if he plays or if he sits on the sidelines or whatever the heck he's going to do that night, November 22nd. So I'm glad that it's, you know, pretty early in the season because you just want to get this going, right?
November 22nd.
That's the word. November. Now the NBA schedule officially comes out today. I think it's like 3 o'clock, something like that. And we know the Sixers open up.
You do realize this keeps just continues to get pushed back. You know, it was initially he'll be ready by the beginning of.
No, you're missing my point. He will play against the Sixers November 22nd.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, word is he's going to be ready to go. At least that's what Stephen A. Smith is saying. Let's listen to Stephen A. Let's play a little game called Do You Think Stephen A. Instincts Are Right? Or Did Stephen A. Get Duped? By Benjamin Simmons. Here's Stephen A. yesterday on ESPN.
Ben Simmons, who, by the way, newsflash here, I ran into Brent Simmons. He and I had a nice conversation.
Good.
You understand? His personal business, is his personal business. I support the brother. I had a problem with him not playing. That's the past. He's ready to go. He swears he's ready to go. I'm rooting for the brother.
All right, he says he's ready to go, and Stephen A. believes him. John, do you believe in Stephen A.'s instincts?
No.
I don't. I don't either.
And I can't believe he was duped like this.
I think he got duped, too.
This is, well, I hope for Ben's sake that I'm wrong, but I don't believe that he cares enough about basketball to really make that push, you know, push through any sort of adversity or physical discomfort or anything. As soon as something flares up from the micro discectomy that he had, he'll be out indefinitely. That's what I expect.
Well, you know, look, I don't really fully know what to expect. I tend to believe that he will, I'll use the word try to play. I think he has a mindset to probably want to play. The question is, when push comes to shove, will he play? I don't know, man. The whole situation is so weird. 215-592-9494. If you want to weigh in on Ben Simmons, certainly
then
you can.
You've got to consider the if Kevin Durant is still there, there's bad blood between the two of them, and that further, you know, clouds the picture as to whether Ben will have the want to play. But, you know, Ben out there with no one else around him as the, you know, as the star of the team, that's a lot more likely than Ben being out there with guys who now they know exactly what they have to deal with.
Well, that's the thing. What's so weird about this situation is the Nets could dump their players or they could keep them all and try to win a title, which
right.
I will say, if they have their players and they're healthy and they all play, they could win the championship.
But if they keep them all, I think the chances of Ben actually playing with that group because of the, I mean, scoffing behind closed doors, the eye rolling and everything else, the fact that they now recognize exactly what he is, which is a malingerer of a basketball player, they will it makes it very unlikely that it'll be out.
It's an unbelievable situation. By the way, that November 22nd is a Tuesday night, so that's good. It doesn't interfere with an Eagles game. It's one of those things where, you know, we can get cranked up on a Tuesday and react on a Wednesday, which will make it fun, and we'll see what happens. 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on Ben Simmons, the Eagles, and certainly the Phillies, who really are playing fantastic baseball. Remember, Phillies baseball today, 12:30. An afternoon game as they go for the sweep in Cincinnati. It's all up ahead here on 94 WIP. Hey, the NFL Week 1 odds are out, and now is the time to try FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino if you have not already. Get in on the action early this season. You can bet that Week 1 game versus Detroit or, of course, any of the other games. Plus, you can bet all the future bets. You know, you can – if you think the local squad – can crank it up to the point of winning, you know, the whole thing. Well, you can lock in with that with FanDuel Sportsbook. Right now, new FanDuel Sportsbook customers can get a no-sweat first bet of up to $1,000. That's right, $1,000. If you win, you win. If you lose, well, how about this? If you lose, you still, I think, win because you get up to $1,000 back in free bets if you don't win. It's an incredible deal when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. That's promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook. Just sign up using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook, the official partner of 94WIP. The app, it's easy to use, easy to download, easy to navigate from league to league, bet to bet, to lock in on what you want to lock in on with FanDuel Sportsbook when you sign up using promo code HAMMER. Again, a $1,000 no-sweat first bet, an incredible deal when you sign up using promo code HAMMER with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.